Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch podcast. I am G Money. Welcome. San Diego Comic-Con 2017. Yes, Gannon, we are starting. Might as well get started with these people. That's right.
Whoa, these people?
Yeah, the Nerd Watch people. Let's introduce. Let's go around, shall we? First of all, joining me.
Hi, America.
Is a comic book artist, a comic book writer.
Not me.
And an extremely, I guess.
Versatile
you could say,
lover.
An extremely Caucasian bearded man.
He does touch me very softly. There's no doubt about
to,
that.
To paraphrase I'm Transformers, gentle. He is exceedingly Caucasian.
Very gentle. Whoa. And knows more about knows more about poetry than I even realized.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a man. What a guy.
His face is poetry, really.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. He's so white the cops refuse to arrest him.
It's true.
Hashtag Todd Privilege.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Bernardi in the house, the man who is the author of Kukui Project, Disco Thunder Groovebone.
I'm going to change my name to hashtag Todd Privilege.
That might be the name of the podcast, by the way.
It says that on his license.
Yeah, please don't name the podcast.
Be the first time you ever seen a hashtag on a license.
Yeah, it's awesome. Also joining us to Todd's right is the horror aficionado, the Batman superfan, and all-around decent guitar player for the minorities.
Whoa. Moderate guitar
player. Moderate guitar player for the minorities.
Challenge.
By the way, they have a show coming up soon as well.
We actually have one this weekend.
We're playing
at Request Music.
Yeah.
We're playing in the basement of Request Music this Friday night. I think.
Oh, what?
Don't you remember, G? You were there.
Why are you laughing?
If you keep at it, maybe you'll make the front room.
I know, right? Have you walked around in there? The floor sags. You're better off in the basement.
That is pretty awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Gannon in the house this evening as well. Also joining us.
Yay,
Gannon, yay! Also joining us tonight is our gaming guru, the man who is quite the eternal player as we speak. Ladies and gentlemen, right. Format is in the house tonight as well.
Yes,
yay!
Cheer for me!
Yes. And our movie mogul, the man who watches a movie practically every single day. He's very learned about the ways of movies. He and I like to discuss.
That's not a real word.
That is a real word.
No, it's not.
Learned.
It is.
How do you spell it?
It's like tomato.
It's like learned, but
I don't
just,
know why, but I feel
you just pronounce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Stephanie is in the house tonight as
well.
Yeah,
Stephanie!
Stephanie!
Also known as Isaac.
Isaac in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
And his haunted beard.
Beautifully
haunted beard. Yes, he's in the house as well. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, the man who we call Daddy.
Nobody calls him that.
You know what's messed up about that is my college nickname was Daddy Leaks.
Daddy Leaks?
Nice.
That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
He is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, the chairman of the comic book board. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Alika in the house tonight as well.
Alika!
Yeah!
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Daddy Leaks in the house tonight.
No, please don't say that anymore on the podcast.
Daddy.
Not while his wife is watching. She doesn't want to know what he's doing in college.
I'm sorry.
When you
Big Daddy Leaks?
Yeah, Big Daddy. Oh, Daddy Leaks.
Hey.
Oh.
It's never ever said like that.
No, never?
I wish.
Like is the leak coming from the back or the front?
Depends what I ate that day.
What he ate that day. Also joining us tonight as well. He couldn't make it last week.
Brought to you
but,
by Taco Bell.
And Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
The cure and the disease.
The Sage is also in the house tonight as well. He's taking pictures on the Facebook page on the site. The Sage, Bruce Hennessy, is in the house tonight as well.
Woo!
And so is the henchman. He's here. And the roadie.
Kai.
Slash.
Don't say it.
Okay, Slash is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Slash
from Guns N' Roses.
The roadie is here tonight.
He's here monitoring the cameras.
And joining us in the peanut gallery, Lahela is here as well. She's joining us tonight.
Yay!
Yes, we're glad she's here. One person that isn't joining us tonight because she has
She's still on the plane.
She's got better things to do.
She does have better things to do. She is coming back from San Diego Comic-Con. She is probably extremely tired, but we wish her well.
Because she threw the con herself.
Yeah.
And now she's flying the plane home.
Yeah.
So...
All the wonderful things that she's doing.
Amazing.
It's exhaustive work.
She's checking in the luggage.
These mother effing snakes off these mother effing planes.
That's right. She's doing amazing work. Unfortunately, she could not be here tonight. Cynthia is not here, but she'll be back next week.
And her live coverage of San Diego Comic Con. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was fantastic.
Because none of us will ever get through those doors.
Never, ever. Yeah. Well, she's small enough to get through those doors.
Yeah, she can just sneak through security.
Sneaks right through.
She can hook it up next time.
She found a loophole of how to get in.
Oh, really?
And she did Rose.
Be a professional.
Nice.
Rose McIver's makeup for My Zombie.
By the way,
she's awesome.
And Commissioner Gordon.
From what I hear, apparently the star of I Zombie got to watch some of the Nerd Watch.
No. I'm sure it was Cynthia Forrest. Like, the story's going to go down when she tells her friends.
First of all,
is the makeup girl made me watch this dumb podcast?
Like, oh my god, I can't believe she did.
There are these ugly fat guys. They all had beards.
Said, don't move or I'm going to stab you in the eye.
I want to make you look ugly if you don't listen.
God. I'm just going to set this here so you guys can focus.
Yeah, she looked great. So
yeah,
Cynthia
Rose MacGyver looked
great.
So did Ben.
Did awesome.
Ben looked delicious.
She did, what's her name, please? Barbara Keene, too. I can't remember her name.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Isn't that Ariana Richards or whatever? Isn't that the one?
I can't remember the actress's name, but the one who plays Barbara Keene on the show.
Yeah, right.
Barbara Gordon, I thought.
It's
no.
Keene. She didn't marry him yet.
She's all psycho right now.
Yeah.
Watch the show. It's atrocious.
Well, listen,
speaking of Rose MacGyver, like ever since we were told that she got to watch the podcast, I took it upon myself to watch her show, and I finished
season
one.
You had not watched iZombie before?
No.
Was it as good as I had said, at least?
It's not bad. It's kind of campy, but it's like a Buffy campy.
Yeah.
Format so felt obligated to watch her show since she watched ours.
Yeah, that's exactly. Because you never know. She might stop in one day.
I had watched
her
show when it came on the air, and I was surprised that I actually liked it because it was... Didn't seem like something I would be into.
Sir.
Well,
debuted, sorry.
She is the hottest zombie.
She might show up.
She could.
Show one day.
She
never
absolutely
know.
Could.
She probably won't, but.
Let's get real here, and no offense to her, she is not the hottest zombie because that would be Return of the Living Dead 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought he
all
said
right.
on
Mindy
TV
Clark.
Right now.
Mindy Clark.
What?
Yeah, right
well,
now.
On television now, sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if we're talking like all together, then yes.
Return of the Living Dead 3 has one of
Mindy
the
Mindy Clark.
Yeah.
I just the other night on the subject of Romero, we watched the original Night of the I've never seen that before. I didn't
really?
Realize it was black and white, that it was so old. I had not.
Well, there's colorized versions, I think.
The colorized versions
I haven't
suck.
Watched
I
it,
like
but
them.
I know there is one.
No,
there's
I had
remake.
Been watching the 70s zombie movies and thinking that was the first stuff.
No.
I didn't realize it. And I was watching it, and I was like, this is really good for being this old.
When you realize when that was made, Night of the Living Dead, it was groundbreaking and extremely underground. Like
the ending made me like so furious. Swan was right. He told me that the...
like literally, because they're
well, you know,
dead.
What's
but
funny
now
is
they're
the,
above
whole,
ground.
The whole social commentary thing, even in that film,
walking.
Was pretty, you know...
Like the, yeah... Yeah,
it was pretty blatant. It was pretty
that was
crazy.
Nuts.
I liked it. I thought
that
it was
a good movie.
Romero was ahead of his time. By the way, Romero does not get enough credit for Monkey Shines. By the way,
but yeah, I did.
I
like
the
underrated classic.
It is underrated.
I'm probably going to continue watching it. Just
I think it's only on two seasons right now, right?
No, there's
three seasons
Netflix.
Of iZombie. Yeah, there are three seasons.
So it's pretty cool. Plus, I'm a big fan of David Anders. So
yeah,
seeing him on
that.
Another show playing another villain is just too good.
And iZombie is, of course. Actually based on a comic
it's
book,
a Vertigo
yes.
comic now
it's,
I don't know if
it's based on a
first...
true story about zombies in Seattle
iZombie is actually a documentary about what they have to go through
nice. Well listen, right before we get to SDCC coverage or San Diego Comic-Con coverage, we might as well get to what is the forebearer to San Diego Comic-Con, and that is comics.
It was going to be commercial.
333 no? Derry Road in Kahului, Maui. Comics and collectibles. Every single Wednesday, it is new Comic Book Wednesday, and you can get your brand new comics every single week here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is a good time to be a comic book owner. Just ask Alika. 333 Derry Road.
Hey, Alika. Is it a good time to be a comic book owner?
pretty good time.
Comic book shop right, owner cool. is a good time. Good.
Is
Shop owner?
Is it?
Is it a good time to be a shop owner?
Comic book shop owner.
I heard that DC Comics.
Are you in the black, as they say, or the red, as they say?
Can you say that?
I think
it's like being on the wagon and off the wagon. It's like I keep forgetting which one means which.
So what was that, Todd? What were you going to say?
Todd's on the wagon.
I'm on the wagon.
Yeah, what were you going to say about DC Comics?
I'm deep in the black.
Yeah. Oh, nice. do they know that?
God.
I got a comment
if
for
they
that.
Don't know that, he's not that deep in.
No, you probably shouldn't say it negative. Because it's going to be on the internet forever.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Todd? Please.
No, don't say it.
No, it's something about DC Comics, remember?
Well, I mean, DC Comics is going to save you. Isn't that great?
Yeah. And I'll tell you how they're going to save you this week.
Are you going to tell me?
Comics.
I'm excited. 333 Dairy Road, Kahului. It is new Comic Book Wednesday. Here, get your comics on Wednesdays at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Go!
Okay, all right. So DC Comics. We got
Wait,
Action
I'm not
Comics.
Ready. No,
you make yourself ready. Action Comics 984. All-Star Batman number 12. Batgirl number 13.
Mm.
Batman in the Shadow number 4 of 6.
Ooh. Mm.
Ooh. Black Panther number. Stop.
Black Panther's not a.
Oh, that's not a DC
that's
book.
That's a Marvel book.
That's a Marvel
okay,
book.
That's fine.
Blue Beetle number 11.
It's all good. It's all love.
Flash number 27. Justice League of America number 11.
Ooh.
The Kamandi Challenge number 7 of 12.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Jack Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
He's been dead a while.
I was going to say, it's been a while.
Just too soon, man. Too soon.
Teen Titans number 10. Okay. Starting over.
I thought you were ready. Sorry.
I didn't have time to write it all down.
I'm sorry. I thought you were ready.
Okay. For Marvel, we got Ben Reilly, Scarlet Spider number 5.
Yeah!
Black Panther number 16.
Mm.
Oh, that's best spider.
Captain America, Steve Rogers number 19.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Looking bearded in the new
Infinity
Wars poster.
Is that a offshoot of the Secret Empire?
Yeah, still okay. Secret Empire. Same with Deadpool.
It's all going to be Secret Empire.
Wow. Deadpool number 34.
Forever.
Yeah, for the next 10 months.
Until they reboot the universe again.
Yes, exactly.
do you know how this works?
Yeah, I know. Secret Empire again.
Gwenpool number 18. I am
not so Secret Empire.
I am Groot number 8.
Yeah.
Or number 3, sorry.
How are those comics doing, by the way? The single Guardians, like the Groot and the...
They're doing great.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
They're doing okay?
Yeah.
All right.
They show up and they put themselves on the shelf, and people come in and they pick them up.
All right, good.
Give them money for them.
Yeah. Punisher
Many
number 14.
Punisher.
Spider-Gwen number 22.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos number 9.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Weapon X number 6. That's the Weapons of Mutant Destruction crossover.
Oh, nice.
Where the giant Hulk Wolverine creature is running around.
Nice.
And X-Men Blue
snick,
number
snick.
8.
All right.
And now for the independents.
Oh, we can skip.
Which?
Why do you sound so sad when you say that? You always sound so sad when you say.
I know we're probably going to hear from Todd.
And now for the independents. Oh.
No, Todd's gonna be quiet because we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, Todd.
Back to the Future, Biff to the Future, number 6 of 6.
Ooh,
the nice. Exciting conclusion for that independent masterpiece. BPRD, Devil You Know, number 1. That's independent. Go ahead and say something, Todd.
Yeah.
No.
Doom Patrol
number
7.
We have stuff to cover.
Doom Patrol is independent?
Yep.
Is that IDW?
It's Young Animal, which is...
That's a DC
that's
book.
That's a DC book.
Pretending to be independent.
Nice.
Faith in the Future Force number 1 of 4.
Ooh.
Is that the fat chick?
Jesus.
Sorry.
Wow,
that's not what I meant.
Is this one of those like I can say that type of thing?
No, well
She's
I can.
She's the plus size superhero.
The plus size superhero. That's what
that's,
I should have said.
Yes.
All right.
The
sorry.
One in
that's
the pantsuit.
That's the accepted naming
nomenclature. Yeah.
Does she have a
no?
Is
I
there,
said.
Does she have a boob window in her costume?
She doesn't.
She could.
I think she does.
Yeah.
I think she does. Right.
Yeah.
Because she's some. Because there's big and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No, we got that time. Thanks.
But
Ghostbusters 101, number 5 of 6.
Is that the female Ghostbusters?
It's the two crews together.
They're crossing over, yeah.
Do the female Ghostbusters have...
The good Ghostbusters and the 2016 ones.
Do the female Ghostbusters have boob windows in their costume?
I don't think
so. No,
I think any good female costume should have a boob window.
Yeah. That's sexist.
They have boob windows in their...
I think
pack.
The guys should have them too, then. How do you feel about that now?
I feel like
that's first not, of all,
the guys okay. and the girls should have them.
Now you're just saying.
I think
that
we should have them.
Yeah,
to say it,
like,
that's fine.
Why don't we have a
boob window.
It's just open right here.
We should have some. We should have a.
No.
We should all.
I don't
want to
see anybody's acne patch.
In our nerd
no,
watch.
No, you can't do that because
shirts.
The
men. Which is what you get if you put it in a nerd watch.
Men wear
shirt.
Their symbol on their chest. Women do not. They want to. They don't put the symbol of their hero on their chest. So they put it.
But
they don't even wear it.
It's more of a tramp stamp.
Right. It's on the back.
Oh, so it's
on the
right
back
above
and,
the.
Right above the.
You know, gotcha. You saw the Wonder Woman costume. Yeah. The W on the lower
absolutely,
back.
On the W on the lower back. I saw that there. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's what that's for.
That wasn't.
That stands for Wonder Woman.
That wasn't the real Wonder Woman.
I thought
Woman.
That stood for oh. Hope.
That was.
That one doesn't stand for hope.
That
you
was.
Know
that was just a girl.
It stands for hope. I'm going to get some of that.
Oh.
I think it stands for I hope he pulls out.
Yeah.
Touche, sir. Touche.
Oh, my God.
I didn't swear. You can't bleep it. I didn't swear. You can't bleep it.
Here's the thing. We actually gain viewers from that.
You win. You win
go,
for
go
today.
Power Rangers number one.
Daddy Leaks is going to teach us about safe sex.
I don't know nothing about that.
Daddy Leaks.
Mother Panic number 9. Nam Wolf number 4. That's about a guy who turns into a werewolf in Vietnam.
Does he wear pants? Does Nam Wolf wear pants?
He's got pants on, I believe.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Okay, just right? Check. Yeah.
They need to have a Nam Wolf shirtless bear fighter crossover.
There probably will be a shirt yeah. That shirtless bear fighter is pretty funny.
It should also be pantless.
Shirtless bear fighter. No, it's shirtless bear fighter. He's pantsless
be
mammal.
Very uncomfortable for the bear.
Much better.
Because humans don't have hair to protect them.
I don't know, dude. I heard about the Revenant. They probably get pretty comfortable with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I bet shirtless bear fighter is going to meet a girl and it's going to be topless bear fighter.
Yeah. The reason why Leo was attacked by the bear because he was trying to rape it.
Redneck.
Wow, so you can say that, but I can't say
exactly.
Negaduck.
Redneck number 4.
Thank you.
Rick and Morty number 28.
Nice.
Saga number 45. Nice.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Savage Dragon number 225, the 25th anniversary.
Every time you say Savage Dragon, I want to throw up devil horns for summer. Savage Dragon.
It is a rock band name.
That's pretty awesome.
Totally should be. Spawn number 276.
Oh, wow.
Well... We might as well. I mean, it's SDCC.
No, just hold
off. Should we
hold off on that? Let him finish.
Why? Just say it. No, because we don't want to spend that long in the Spawn news, anyways. There's going to be a Spawn movie. It's official. Pens on the paper. Boom.
There's actually a little bit more to it.
No, that's all.
A lot more to it.
That Michael Jai White was excited about it, but he's not going to be in it.
But he's not going to be in it.
We'll touch back on that.
Yeah, we will.
More to that.
Yeah, we will. We will.
They couldn't get Leguizamo back.
He was an amazing.
That's
violator.
The one guy they should get.
He
back.
Was the best.
Yeah.
Street Fighter Swimsuit Special 2017.
Yeah. Right? I was with you until you said swimsuit.
There's like what three characters that are female in that, so it's just
and
lots
they
of guys
do it
speedos.
Every year.
No, Chun-Li,
Cammy,
Rose,
and that other girl.
Yeah, Rose.
And that other.
You guys
girl,
are
you
already
know?
Running out of steam.
And
on
then
that
there's
one.
Chun-Li. Cammy.
There's Player 2 Chun-Li.
And Rose.
And Player 2 Cammy. That's
right. There's Blue Chun-Li. Red Chun-Li. Yeah, sorry. All right.
Sold.
Ninja Turtles.
Well, I don't see color.
The Ninja Turtles ongoing series number 72.
Mm-hmm.
This actually matches the longest run of Ninja Turtles, which was the Archie Ninja Turtles run, which went for 72 issues and was canceled. So now the IDW run is officially the longest running continuous.
Oh,
cool.
So does cool. It stick in Laird's craw or Eastman's craw more?
Well, Eastman's working on the IDW.
Oh,
run.
So it sticks in Laird's craw for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he's just fuming or he's crazy.
Yeah,
he's just
figure.
Like
okay, just
I
check.
Just like I hope I make $1 billion off of a canceled comic.
Really? You know? I mean awesome. Seriously. But the other the vice versa
but you're self published.
The vice versa of that
so
is
Turtles.
When you know, creators like, you know,
Siegel and Schuster?
Yeah, and Schuster and Jack Kirby and people like that. There's these amazing characters, and the public just knows that it's right for that person shouldn't die in, like, utter destitution and poverty. Like, somebody who created that, regardless of what they do with it from then on, should, especially if the property is that lucrative, should get some kind of residual, no matter what. It doesn't matter who owns the rights after that.
I don't think the Turtles would ever. Turtles came at a very special time. I don't think Turtles could have worked now. I think it would have.
Oh, I know. It was perfect.
They're not
for the 80s.
Working now.
They are.
They are.
They really are.
They are.
Not like they did.
Well,
yeah, back in the day, they used to deliver pizzas. Now
nowadays, it's more of a nostalgic thing.
They just hang out
with it. It's not really.
I don't think it's a nostalgia thing because the Nickelodeon cartoon is.
Poor Donatello is doing not, machines.
I don't feel.
Sad.
I mean, okay.
Any toy that gets their own toy section in the toy store, I think is doing.
That
right.
is
I
a big deal.
And there's only the same bus. To be honest with you, I don't think he's getting the same amount of fans as he used to back in the early '90s.
Right.
I think kids will always love those characters. I don't think it's about.
Yeah, but I think the phenomenon of it all, we'll never see that again. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, of
the
course
phenomenon
not.
Phenomenon of it all is gone. That's never going to happen again.
You don't know. Something crazy could happen.
Yeah,
know
you don't know.
You're a fan. You'll defend him, but
you don't know.
Well, I'll do a big told you so when they actually do a live action movie with practical effects and.
Yeah,
that'll
and
never
somehow
happen.
Jim Henson's
keep waiting, dude. That'll never
hey,
happen.
Here, I do want to send a shout out to Cynthia. She's actually watching us live because she just landed. So
she just landed the plane. Congratulations, Cynthia!
Good job.
Well done.
Speaking
well
of the Ninja
done.
Turtles, which I beg to differ. I think they're gonna, and especially the IDW run is very strong, and the Cartoon Network cartoon. I mean, the Nickelodeon cartoon is
actually. I'm just it's.
Do you have something to share
Did
with
you
us, Todd?
To share with the class?
I didn't. I thought I was just going to get interrupted. I didn't know that. I had to say, but I didn't know I was on
you didn't
the
know
hook.
You didn't know I was
going
to get that far.
I thought you were going to talk about SDCC. I don't know what's going
well,
on.
Well, I was setting up the last book, which is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Usagi Yojimbo crossover by Stan Sakai,
mm-hmm.
which also happens to be our convention guest for Maui Comic Con. October 28th and 29th.
Maui Comics.
Headliner, right?
Yeah,
Maui
well,
nice.
We've got, Mark Teixeira, Joe Rubenstein, and Stan Sakai at the VIP table.
Who else is coming?
You know, some other guys.
No.
The Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
No, there was somebody else that was announced that
we've got.
That we didn't get to hear about. But somebody else's show got it.
What? Yeah, Alika, who?
Friday Night Fright scooped us.
Scooped us.
You lazy guy.
Losers.
You weren't on it.
I'm just kidding.
And Galen George is going to be at the convention as well.
Shut your face. Yeah. We interviewed her.
And
yeah.
I don't know if you've watched that. Yeah. And
yes,
so
we did.
Friday Night Frights, guys. So don't feel special.
Oh, I see how it is. I want to compete now.
What?
I'm out of here. No, just kidding.
But the trailer for RoboDoc is out now.
Yes.
If you've seen it.
Hey, whoa. Can you say that on there?
Is Donatello in there? Is
he
doing machines?
MegaDoc.
All right, so Galen George says she's going to come. Maui Comic Con, can you tell everybody when Maui Comic Con is? The second annual Maui Comic Con?
October 28th and 29th. It's going to be at UH Maui
so
College.
He
even
like did
union.
The number two with his hand, so you
Volume
knew what he
was
saying.
Volume
2.
Volume 2. Oh, yeah.
Dose.
Oh, yeah.
We survived.
Two.
We limped
From
along and made it to
Yo.
A second year.
You know who else is going to be there at the VIP table?
Todd Bernardi.
Todd Bernardi.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be waiting in line for the VIP table. No cutting for him.
That's the guys we get in his autograph.
Wow, that's what I'm saying.
Fast pass
on a TRO
or a TRO. For sure.
I can draw. I could draw a bunny.
Say it to his face, man.
That's
Say
awful.
It to his face.
Hey, that was bold. I got to give you credit for that.
Don't give him credit for
that.
That
was
you
bold.
You should do a special book for the convention called Ninja Bunny and then, like sell it
at your table. Oh man,
he would squash you.
You know it's a great idea.
You know it's a good idea. You know it. That'd be so good.
Ninja Bunny versus.
But we are so happy to have
Turtles.
Stan Sakai.
Yes,
coming.
We are. Yes, we
and,
are.
He's got family on Oahu too, so he's probably gonna. I think he's checking them out.
John,
cool man.
John Murakami. Yes,
John
thank
Murakami.
You very much to John Murakami, who is the one who connected us with Stan Sakai.
Can you? Will we be getting new updates for?
Speaking of
Maui
John
Comic-Con
Murakami.
Soon?
Gordon yeah. Ryder, number 10. I got some CBCS slab books back.
Nice. Fantastic.
Signed
nice.
By Canilla Tripp and John Morgan.
Let's open them and read them.
will you be
Never
giving
again.
Us, will you be giving us more details on Maui Comic Con Volume 2
no,
coming up?
No, the last time he's ever
going to
talk
few
about
weeks?
It.
I will. I spoke and...
Forever!
No, we're done. That's it? We're done? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So that's
this
just,
man is a marketing genius.
Since it's the last time, what date is it again?
He's working on Alan Moore.
These are Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, good.
So, shut up, Gannon.
I said you're working on it. I didn't say he's coming.
I'm not even working on it.
If you're working on getting Alan Moore here,
I'm not
that,
working on
that
it.
Would be a coup for any
totally
con.
Not.
I'm telling you. That'd be
yeah.
No offense to Alan Moore.
Mr. Alan Moore, if you're watching, and I know you are because you see everything.
Because he taps into magic, like Doctor Strange.
Come to Maui and
you
talk
totally
about
misunderstood
comics.
His magic
you're
metaphor.
Gonna love, yeah. You're gonna love Maui.
Every time I think of the way Alan Moore talks, I think of Monty Python. I don't know why.
I think of Treebeard.
Do you really?
He looks like Treebeard.
He does look like Treebeard. That is very true. Anyway, that is the comic book list.
Yeah, we're done with the comic
every
list.
Time.
That took 15 minutes. Anyway, Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Derry Road in
you're
Kahului.
You're not even wearing a watch.
Maui Comics and Collectibles here at on the lovely
at
island of Maui in the Ikkaku Center.
Yes.
Check it out every single Wednesday, new comic book Wednesday. Ask for Alika, and then Swan will help you. It's 333 Derry Road.
That's usually how it goes, yes.
Yeah, Maui Comics. And
Maui Comics formula for success.
Comics and collectibles. All right. Now it's time, boys and girls. It is time. San Diego Comic-Con. There was a ton of stuff. This may be a little more supersized. I was trying to stick to 57 minutes, but if we can't, it's okay. We'll go over a bit. Where should we start first? Gannon, because you have the notes.
We could do the announcements.
Oh, we should do the announcements. First of all, where'd you get your cup? That's pretty awesome.
I got it from the theater you don't work at.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What a jerk.
It's
really
not,
cool.
It's
I
not
want
my
one.
Fault.
Burn!
I know. I really want one. All right. So San Diego Comic-Con 2017 in San Diego. Our good buddy Cynthia was down there. She was doing her thing.
Yeah, she was.
And she was doing some live coverage on the NerdWatch Facebook page and doing a great job of it. So big shout-out to her and big thank you to her for doing what she did down there. We certainly do appreciate it. And there's a lot of stuff we need to cover. So, Gannon, since you are the man who put this list together, where shall we begin?
Well, you guys kind of buried the lead with the Spawn film already.
Yes.
But, Todd...
There's going to be a Spawn movie?
Well,
yeah!
I honestly thought it was never going to materialize, because Todd McFarlane's been talking about it for, what, 10, mm-hmm. almost 20 years now? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it was kind of at the point where he'd bring it up, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, or whatever.
Are you excited that it's by a production company known for horror?
But that's what he wanted.
No, I know, but are you excited for that?
What company is it?
Would you have been excited if it was a superhero movie?
The two things that don't have me excited about is that he's convinced he can make a movie about Spawn for $10 million, which you can't even make a garden variety horror film for $10 million anymore. Not
true.
Not today. And he wants
you can't have a garden for $10 million.
He wants to direct it, but he has done nothing to prove he can direct.
No.
So it's,
he did those corn music videos back in the day.
It's all animated, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they are.
No, well, there's a...
Freak on a Leash is definitely animated for sure.
Well, but they did a live performance during Freak on a Leash.
He can direct the animated cape.
Okay, wait a minute. Can I ask you something? I saw the coverage of that, and it very much sounded like it was the anti-comic book movie. I mean, that's the way Todd made
that's
it
sound. That's what Todd McFarlane wants to make it. He doesn't want to make a superhero Spawn film.
Okay.
He wants to make a horror Spawn film.
I think that's why it's been so long since we've had a Spawn movie because everybody wanted to make this huge Spawn superhero franchise, and Todd McFarlane's like, wait, have you read the comic book? I mean, it's not actually like that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, he made it sound like it was downplaying it, though. I just didn't like that. I didn't like the
Sam Campbell said, you can for $10 million. You just have to be good.
That's true.
I don't know. Sam Campbell might want to look at how much film budgets are these days, especially someone that's going to have special effects in it.
It's... I think that he could do it. I think that he can pull it off. I don't think that there's going to be a lot
cape.
Of. I don't think there's going to be a lot of Spawn in it. I think that there's probably going to be like maybe 10 or 15 minutes of Spawn throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got too from the way he talks about it.
I think that it's going to be a kind of a he's sort of this thing that people
a dark comedy
they talk about. You know, he's sort of the boogeyman.
I wouldn't be too surprised. That's what it ends up being. Yeah,
First of all, I want
to. But more power to him. He finally got to. I mean. I can't fault him as an artist because he got exactly what he was building, working towards getting. So I can't really fault him. So if he actually gets to make what he wants, exactly how he wants to make it, then more power to him.
I think that the trick is going to be getting somebody like maybe Jamie Foxx to agree to being on screen for 15 minutes. Ugh. And
Jamie Foxx wanted to do it.
He wanted to do it. And he and
as who?
Edge wants to be Spawn.
Back when they were talking about it.
And then agree to the $250,000 payday that it's going to be. Like, they're going to pay him the very, minimum for the actor's
scale. For
scale, yeah. Yeah. So well,
that's going to be the. I think that's the big budgeting trick.
Okay, so
the big hurdle.
Todd McFarlane definitely not directing, but this is a good idea.
No, he is directing.
He wants. He's okay. He's
directing. That's part of the deal.
What I'm questioning is: Do you think Blumhouse will try and convince him to? Hey, listen, dude.
No,
To be honest with you, when I see stuff coming from Blumhouse, I feel like they really do let their directors make the movie they want to make.
All right.
I mean, that's why we got Get Out.
Yeah.
Good point.
They're smart enough to know it's like if you let them make the movie they want to make, then they can probably get something that's actually they got some integrity to it.
True.
People are noticing integrity these days in movies now.
That's why people are resisting Marvel.
He doesn't seem, but to be. Wow.
We got to start running a counter for how long it takes him to get to that point.
I know, right? It doesn't seem like Todd
like
is
like chess, like ping, just like every time he does it.
Todd McFarlane, I should say. He doesn't seem like
he people get us confused all the time.
Yeah, you and Todd McFarlane. No.
Right.
What I'm thinking is that he doesn't seem very precious about, I mean, he wants to do it himself, but he seems like he just wants to put out.
He feels he has a great take on it.
Spawn.
If he leaves
it
up to anybody else, it won't come out the way he wants to.
Right.
I'm pretty sure in the last 20 years, he's probably like, yeah, that other Spawn movie is good here, bad there.
I wonder who Todd McFarlane would want to play Spawn. I wonder who he'd pick. I wonder who would be his pick.
Himself.
This is interesting.
I'm going to be a white guy playing a black guy.
I want to be Spawn when he goes white.
Yeah.
They should get.
That would be.
Robert Downey Jr.
To be Spawn when he's
white. Because he's already done it.
Yeah, that's true. He has done it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right?
That would be pretty
awesome.
Sick.
All right, we just helped him.
Robert Downey Jr.
You're welcome, McFarlane.
You know what I want to know?
No problem.
You know what I want to know? I want to know if there was a Pineapple Man movie, who Sam Campos would pick as Pineapple
Todd
Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.,
okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. as Pineapple Man.
So
I think he would. I think he'd go with Momoa.
That's Alika's movie.
Apparently, Sam Campos, the man from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, met Todd McFarlane. I hope you're talking about Todd McFarlane.
No, he's talking.
He's like,
Todd
I met
Bernardi.
Todd once. I hate him.
He said he's crazy. He said that he is crazy. He says,
"Oh yeah,
cool."
He's talking about Bernardi.
Oh, is he talking about Bernardi? Oh, okay.
There's he's talking about both.
Yeah,
they're both crazy.
All Todds.
And also, speaking of there is a Spawn offshoot that Kevin Smith is working on with BBC America.
Well, actually,
I
shouldn't talk about somebody else's podcast, but on Kevin Smith Hollywood Babylon, apparently this whole Blumhouse thing was Kevin Smith's doing in the first place.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Because I guess he and Tom McFarlane had a meeting over the Sam and Twitch show.
Okay.
And then Tom McFarlane was talking about the movie that he wanted to make, and then Kevin Smith told him, like, "Oh, you should just go talk to the Blumhouse guys, because they're really good at making these low budget movies that are very creator focused and whatever." And then within the next 3 weeks, all of a sudden he had this deal with Blumhouse. So it sounds like off of Kevin Smith just having the idea, he went and did it and got exactly what he
wanted. Well, let's be honest. Right now, Blumhouse is hitting everything out of the park so far. So and with they
I
have
don't
a,
everything.
Well,
they're the
Pixar
of
horror movies.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and you gotta hand it to them. Get Out is probably their biggest hit. So they got a lot of street cred at this point.
Sorry, chat is just going on. Apparently, Kevin Smith cheats at poker.
Oh, and Sam Campos wants Jason Scott Lee to play Pineapple Man, which is weird.
Oh, no, that worked. Yeah, totally worked.
Yeah,
they go way back.
Yeah, there you go.
Is Pineapple Man almost 50 now?
Yeah.
Because Jason Scott Lee's got to be pushing it by now.
Yeah,
he's like 30 or 40.
No way. No way. Jason Scott Lee is definitely like in his late 40s.
He's got late 40s.
Yeah, late 40s pushing 50 for
sure. He's doing a travel show.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's doing a travel show.
Really? I wonder where he's going. Anyway, moving on.
We'll just let that idea just trail off into the sunset. What happened to Jason Scott Lee? That's the name of the pod. What happened to Jason Scott Lee, everybody?
It's a travel show. He goes all over the place. It's a travel show.
Oh, okay, good.
Like, it's just him walking off into the sunset. It's like, ding, 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 ding.
His Bruce Lee portrayal of Dragon is coming full circle. He's just traveling, just like just like Kung Fu. It's pretty awesome.
All right, moving on.
What else is going on? What else happened at San Diego Comic-Con this week?
Noah Hawley.
This weekend.
Who I can't remember what he does, but he I think he's working on The Gifted?
The one with the new Fox X-Men show.
Anyway, it got announced that he's working on a Doctor Doom film, just a solo Doctor Doom film. Which is an odd way to try to get back into Fantastic Four territory.
Dr. Doom!
I kind of feel like there's like this experimental thing happening now with all these studios. Like, let's just see what we can do and make it stick. Like, let's just do Venom without Spider-Man. And then see if that works.
You know, Catwoman stuff like that. Batman was totally worked.
Okay.
No, but that's still tied to the other Catwoman, though.
Alika, you're precious about Fantastic Four and the X-Men. What is your take on Dr. Doom having his own movie?
Yeah, I'm not excited for that.
Dr.
What?
Doom!
What's the name of the country? Latvia?
Latveria.
Latveria. He's never been from Latveria in a movie.
That sounds like a venereal disease.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, buddy.
That's great. Yes. Sorry.
I went to Singapore last summer and I got G money.
I had to cure my G money with a valerian.
Sounds about right.
Jerks.
I put the valerian on it, just flaked right
okay.
off.
Okay. Okay, so but there is a point to this madness that Noah Hawley is doing. Okay. If the Fantastic
He must have a great idea because he has to know that like right now Fantastic Four is like this toxic property that Fox cannot nail.
Right.
So, and it's a villain that you're starting off with.
Yes.
So, you know.
Agreed. And that's where I think
we're at.
But
then again, they did announce a Magneto movie almost 10 years ago. We never got to see
that.
So just because something's announced doesn't mean we're going to actually
see it. Because magnets are exciting.
Yeah, I like... And I don't think that I don't
magnetism.
Think...
It's scary. Ooh.
Especially when it's an 80-year-old dude.
Yeah, an 80-year-old guy. Yeah,
a skinny... 80-year-old dude as Magneto. I was always stoked for that.
What else there?
He wasn't 80 till like now.
Mr.
He was like 60 back then.
He's been 80 for like the past 10 years.
Mr. Gannon, what other
North
exciting...
Pole.
Daredevil Season 3, and I'm sure the TV season everybody's excited to get another one of is Iron Fist. Those both got...
Yeah!
And they showed the trailer for Defenders.
Yes, we saw that. Did everybody see that Defenders trailer?
Does the Stan Lee trailer?
Yeah, narrated or whatnot. Cool. And Punisher's apparently in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Apparently somebody's gotten to see all 8 episodes and they said it's not good.
Ooh, really?
I heard there was mixed reviews.
I've read a review that said that apparently it carries over from Iron Fist and that's like the level of quality that Defenders is.
Wow.
Like how Iron Fist was.
So it's good.
But Iron Fist wasn't that bad. I didn't think it was that bad.
I've seen a lot of bad reviews. I haven't actually watched it, so I can't say anything from like a knowing place. But
I like it.
Yeah.
Is it like the first Thor bad?
I actually like
the first Thor.
Was great.
I love the first Thor.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you would.
All right.
And then we had Young Justice Season 3 got formally announced as Outsiders.
That's awesome.
And they showed
off
the...
I don't understand the Outsiders.
They showed... Well, because they're going to stay gold.
Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They're going to have a new character called Pony Boy.
And every episode, they just keep telling him to stay golden?
Yeah. Nice. It's gonna be...
I love the reference to Essie Hinton. That's really good.
Yeah.
Look at him dropping the name of the author.
I know, right?
Cool.
She was only 16 when she wrote that book.
Yeah.
By
the way, I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I love that movie.
Obviously.
Because it's
you
got Tom Cruise in it.
The author of the...
Tom
thing,
Cruise.
So.
That's when he had bad teeth. Because
Rob Lowe was in it.
Rob Lowe is handsome.
There was a lot of...
That does not age, man.
I think he looks better now than he did then.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch his show with his kids called The Low Files, where they go and find like ghosts and stuff.
The Low Files? This is real?
I swear to God. August 2nd.
A documentary-style show?
Yes.
Was that announced on SDCC?
Yes, it was! It was exciting!
Great.
Yeah, it was exciting.
All right,
I don't remember any.
So the big one for Marvel was... The Captain Marvel film got finally announced.
And it's got a very cool setting, the
90s. Shazam!
Super cool.
And then the Flaming Lips are going to be in it.
But then, like, you know.
And the Toadies.
And the Toadies.
If you're gonna set it in the 90s, doesn't that kind of start screwing things up? I mean, the timeline's already starting to get screwed up at Marvel. And now you're kind of. You're going to have a Captain Marvel in the 90s, so then by the time we actually get our first superhero in 2008.
I don't think it's going to be too impactful.
They have
timeline
to
wise, I know, but it's just going to be she's going to fight a bunch of Krees and Skrulls or whatever, and then it'll explain the Skrulls' presence.
The Skrulls are going to be the villains, which is a big deal.
During Guardians,
apparently the Skrulls.
I don't think
be,
it's. I don't think
oh,
there's
Captain
a lot
Marvel.
Of opportunity for them to mess up continuity by doing it in the 90s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's room where they
I
can do that. So we'll see how it ends up happening.
A cool one.
But supposedly the Krees and the Skrulls are going to be.
The setting is the Kree Skrull War.
The setup for the next thing after Infinity War.
So is Carol Danvers going to be time? I'm guessing she's going to have to be time traveling. Yes, in order to get to now, the present.
Oh, no. Is that Captain Marvel?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh,
it is Carol.
I think she just continuously exists. No. That might work too.
She just gets 20 years older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she was the same age in the 90s as she is now in the comics. So.
Yeah.
I guess
I wonder if
true.
They're going to tie it into the Inhumans, because the Kree Skrull War is what started all that.
On S.H.I.E.L.D., right? Or the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., wasn't that part of the thing, too? And that's what they were going around? Because I never got to finish it, but I heard that they were...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was talking about comic books. I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, stupid.
Well, I'm talking about the television show, because everything offshoots from the show to the Inhumans to the movies.
But are the shows and the films that tied up? Because they keep saying every year that sometimes they're... Sometimes they'll say they are, sometimes they say they're not.
Yeah.
The plan for Inhumans was pretty ambitious, though.
Yeah. Well, that's why they cancel it as a movie. You know,
and put it on TV
and put it on television. So
with mixed feelings already.
Yeah. All right, Gannon. What else did we talk about here?
The good stuff, the DC stuff.
Yes, the good stuff.
Green Lantern Corps apparently got. I don't know why they're saying it got announced because it's been announced. But
yes.
Wonder Woman 2 is for sure. That's on the books. Guys, release date today.
I didn't hear that. What was the release date?
December 2019.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the Flash film got a title finally.
Which is?
Flashpoint. See, I know every... Okay, and I know most of the Flash fans hate the idea.
Okay.
Because the first Flash film you get jumping straight into that story. Now, I can agree with that. But on the opposite end of it, the way I see it is like, you know what? We get tons of Flash stories on television anyway. So all you're really going to be doing is... Ground you probably already treaded on a TV show, just the movie version.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but what's pretty, and it's pretty obvious, if Affleck's going to walk away from Batman, this is probably your best actual shot of finding a way to gracefully transition him out, is doing the Flashpoint story.
You're absolutely right.
Because you could keep everybody else and then just kind of readjust the timeline for Batman just slightly, and then you can have a whole other Batman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, okay, it does kind of suck that that's the first Flash story you're going to get. But it's the opportunity to do a Flash story. It's a world-building story that's centered around him,
right,
which is kind of cool. So, I mean, I have a mixed bag of emotions about it, but I think it's kind of cool overall.
And isn't the rumor that Jeffrey Dean Morgan, a.k.a. Negan,
no,
is
that's people
Batman,
jumping to
or
conclusion.
Or is that a big deal?
I mean, it's obvious that that's what's going to end up happening.
Jeffrey Dean Negan.
Negan Duck.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Thanks.
Who?
As Batman.
As Batman in the Flashpoint movie.
In Flashpoint. As
Thomas Wayne.
In your mic.
That's the natural conclusion.
Thomas Wayne.
He was in BVS, and that's logically
And Lauren Cohen would obviously be the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be DC's Civil War film. Where it's supposed to be about one character, but it's really like everybody.
I think that this is Geoff Johns trying to make the whole rebirth thing happen as a movie.
Do you really think that that's going to resurrect DC on the screen or something? Think that?
I mean, I think that that's what they think. Mm.
It's okay.
They're trying. They're trying.
It sounds like they're trying to use the Flash movie to fix stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the Flash.
Did you say they're trying to make the rebirth thing
a thing?
I think that the rebirth. I mean, I think that that's where they're going to head. That's where they're going to.
I don't think they're hanging their hats too hard on the rebirth in DC. I mean, I think by this point they know that all of these things are temporary. That would be like saying that they were trying to do Man of Steel as a new 52 thing. Like, you know, like there's no reason for them to tie it that closely. Like, we all know.
I think Todd's just being that they're going to use this as a course correction thing because of the negative.
Reboot
I think
their
that
universe.
Yeah,
not that they're literally going to try and do the same thing.
I think Flashpoint is
going to switch the timeline and
they're going to use that movie to adjust everything to where we want it to be.
I'm not saying that they're going to. I think that the Flashpoint's going to be a mechanism for them to sort of do a different story. I don't think that they're going to bring in like Dr. Manhattan
and that's not what I meant either. I didn't mean that.
Well, with that in mind, speaking of Justice League,
but
and you talk about the Green Lantern Corps,
do it.
Yeah.
Because Watchmen does exist as a film.
It does, which would be very cool.
And we've all seen that blue dong, so it's not going to be shocking this time.
It's true, it won't be.
But if it's in the DC movies, it'll be all like digitized and pixelated.
So he's Asian in this movie.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, on the same lines as Justice League got a new 3.5 minute trailer.
It was a borderline 5 minutes.
It was almost.
Man, that thing was long.
It was really long.
Which isn't too bad if the entire movie is like 4 hours long.
Well, we do know.
Well, who knows? They're still shooting it.
Yeah. Multiple reshoots, courtesy of Joss Whedon. We do know that.
There you go, Joss.
The lanterns were referenced in the Justice League trailer.
Right.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Not being there.
No lanterns.
No lanterns. No Kryptonians.
This is like watching 1999 X-Men and them saying no costumes.
There's actually speculation that that's Supergirl that Batman's looking at on the screen. And there is some credence to
Alfred.
No. There's a shot of Batman looking at a screen with Superman's cape billowing out.
At least
you think it is, but apparently somebody pointed out if you pay really close attention, the leg looks a little too slender to be Superman's leg, and the detail in the costume looks a little bit different too.
True.
So some people have been thinking that since Man of Steel kind of sort of set up that there's Supergirl around,
it'd be a total other kick to the stomach to all of the DC TV stars that they keep casting somebody else in their movie as their movie counterpart, despite how popular the show is.
I'm sure anybody that's on the show is not under any illusion that they're ever going to be in the movie.
I know,
at
but
this
that's
point.
Still just such a
I think what Grant
a mean thing
didn't
to do to those kids.
I don't think so. I mean, they know now, but at the same time, the benefit that they have is that they know they're in the stuff that works for sure. The movie
stuff
hasn't
works.
Really landed yet.
But then you have
Wonder
DC
Woman.
You know, it's like you like being Supergirl. You enjoy it. You're good at it. People love you.
Her job's not in jeopardy, though.
The real Supergirl, she is.
No, that's not true.
And
at
she
all.
Only has to do it for an hour and a half. You've been doing it for how long? Like how many? I mean, how many episodes? Like you really are.
But she'll always be Supergirl in every single season.
This
she'll be in everybody's week.
We've got three Bruce Waynes right now. We've got the Gotham Bruce Wayne. We've got the Batman.
We don't expect Gotham Bruce Wayne to.
Well, we've got.
I don't know. He's already kind of becoming Batman on the show.
He's canon in the movies.
Well,
that all
then,
happened to him as a kid.
And then
happened to Ben Affleck
as a kid. Yeah,
but
Joker was a Joker already as 15-year-old kid.
They've recast.
Superman. He was.
Yeah, it's true. They did. They have recast Superman, right?
So we've got a TV Superman.
Well, if it is the case,
they're like, oh, you think your Man of Steel is a real Superman? No, we're gonna cast.
And everybody loved
that
guy. Everybody loved the TV guy better.
They did, yeah.
Now for what?
Tyler.
I mean,
everybody said that he did a better job than Cavill. I don't think the TV people are that worried about it.
Did you see the butt on that guy?
Yeah, it was amazing.
First of all, Dean Cain.
Just want to bounce a quarter off of him.
Best Superman. So there you go.
Who?
I don't say over Christopher Reeve.
I don't say over Christopher Reeve, but Dean
best
Cain.
TV Superman.
Best TV Superman.
George
Reeves? Hervey? Okay, not best TV
the
Superman.
Best Superman.
Best colorized TV Superman.
Can you say colorized like that? That seemed awfully judgmental. Well,
he was the best color Superman.
Well, at least we know George Reeves Superman.
Steel?
George Reeves Superman was definitely not bulletproof. So
that's really not appropriate.
Damn.
Was that too soon? Really?
I didn't say too soon. I said appropriate.
Okay, sorry.
There's no time limit on
appropriate. They would shoot, and they'd bounce off his chest. But the minute they threw the gun at him,
he would duck.
He would dodge the gun being thrown at him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to damage the gun.
Yeah. Plus, you want to hurt. You know, he didn't want to muss
evident.
The hair for sure. But anyway, did everybody watch the trailer? Was everybody impressed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tons of
trailers. I watched it. Yeah.
You liked it? Yeah. You're not a huge superhero guy.
No.
But you liked it?
It's harder for me to gauge. Like. I don't know what the source material is like, so I just look at it and go, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, gotcha.
He's all in.
There's no pop music in the trailer.
No.
So
you know, I tell you what.
That was
a
smart decision.
Can I say this?
Actually was a little bit of that come-together guitar stuff in
Well,
there.
Let's
play it out.
Two things. Jason Momoa.
All right.
Indirectly shouted out Hawaii. Did a little all
there
right.
There was nothing indirect chi-hoo. About that. I guarantee you he chi-hoo. Did that for people.
Yeah, his only two lines in the trailer are all right and chi-hoo.
I don't think he's saying chi-hoo, by the way.
He totally
like
did
it,
say
though.
Chi-hoo.
I don't think
sounds
so.
Like it.
I've watched that trailer again. A bunch of times. It sounds more like a regular Yahoo to me than
can
a
I, can I tell you where I got misty-eyed in that trailer?
Where
when
it goes
chi-hoo? No, when they started playing the new Superman theme. I loved it. It was the bright.
Bum, 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 bum,
no,
bum.
The new one, the bright Superman theme from Man of Steel. I love that new piece of music.
What does it sound like, G?
It's Hans Zimmer's one. I can play it if you want.
Or you can hum it,
but
right?
None of that music's going to be in the film.
Yeah, then.
It was in the trailer.
But none of that's going to be in the film because Danny Elfman's redoing the whole score.
How about this? We'll stop the
Danny
podcast.
Danny Elfman? We talked about this. Danny Elfman's redoing the whole score.
Danny Elfman ruins
Danny
everything.
Elfman's doing what? What do you mean he's ruined everything? What are you talking about?
Everything sounds the same with Danny Elfman. Everything.
Like in
Superman,
the original Batman. Like in Nightmare for Christmas.
They all sound the same.
Like in Beetlejuice.
Yes, they all sound the same.
They all sound awesome.
They all sound
I don't know, man.
They all sound iconic, you mean?
Yeah, iconic. Okay, let's go with that. Okay.
Well, Spider-Man theme is pretty memorable, too.
Yeah.
I remember
Spider-Man,
Batman.
Not that one.
Does like whatever Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, let's not let the pod come to a grinding halt to find some music online.
I know. What are you doing, man?
Oh, you're not doing that, are you?
I'm just looking for it.
That's what he's doing.
He really is doing that.
Moving on.
What else are we supposed to be talking about here?
What else you got on that list? I'll keep looking for it.
Are we already past the Justice League trailer?
Yeah.
All right, so they had the Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Yeah.
Boo.
Which seemed like a lot of more of the same to me.
Yeah, Loki and Thor with guns.
And Hulk. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, what?
No, but you got to see Bruce Banner.
Yeah, you got a little more
Hulk.
What do they call
Banner
that version of Hulk? Mr. Fix-It Hulk?
No, I wasn't.
Does he talk that much as Mr. Fix-It? I don't know.
Yeah, it was like a whole... like 5 years that he didn't go to Bruce Banner. He just was a great Hulk
just
all the time.
Guy?
And just super intelligent.
But this one didn't seem like super
he's not
intelligent.
Yeah.
It just seemed like he had been the Hulk for so long that he just eventually started speaking.
Okay, stop that already.
Oh, I found it. I was listening.
Focus on the pod.
I was getting inspired.
We're doing
a
show, man.
I love that song.
Yeah, if you start flying around the room now, then I guess that
Thor,
makes sense.
Thor Ragnarok.
You're pathetic.
Okay, Thor Ragnarok. I watched it. Taika Waititi is the director. He did an interview, said that the edited cut.
He
right
said
now,
that he wanted to make Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and he succeeded. All right, moving on.
No, he could have possibly made one of the shortest Marvel movies ever. It's about 100 minutes
because
right
he knows nobody cares about that one.
Wow.
Thor's the movie that everybody goes to see to get to the next movie.
I know we just talked about...
Surtur's in this one.
I know we just talked about the Talking Hulk. Was anybody bothered by that? Do we think it's good that he's the Talking Hulk?
He does talk in Avengers.
Yes, but I mean, do we want the Beast?
He talks
or
in the comics,
line?
Too.
Yeah, but just because he doesn't have room to say more doesn't mean he couldn't have.
The best thing about these comics is there's like a 50, you know, 40,
Hulk
50, 60...
no Shakespeare.
Year history of evolutions that they, you know,
to be or not to be.
The stories got stale and they kept changing and evolving. It was like, you know, the Hulk came out in the 60s, and by the 90s, that's when they ran out of stuff and had to do Mr. Fix-It Hulk.
Right. I do know that the effects aren't done.
So it's good for the characters to evolve over the course of the movies. You don't need the same exact thing every movie.
The Hulk didn't look,
we're not
he
that,
looked a little
like,
weird when he's sitting on the bed with
he looked like Ang Lee Hulk.
Yeah, it was
with
weird
the, with
a
the
bit.
Buzz cut. Hell yeah,
that was weird.
He looked dope.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And apparently Clancy Brown is playing the character that Hulk's about to bash in the face at the end of that trailer.
I love me some Clancy Brown. He's awesome.
I bet you
Surtur?
Do.
Oh yeah,
really?
The giant creature,
the king of the fire demons.
That's Clancy Brown.
Clancy Brown. Everybody knows Clancy Brown as the. No, as the villain in Highlander?
As the Kurgan.
As Kurgan.
He's Lex Luthor in the Justice League.
I wasn't a Highlander.
He's Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob.
What?
Yes.
What?
Right?
Okay, that's awesome.
How can you not be a Highlander fan? What the hell? Anyway.
Wait, you know, what is that guy's name? His forehead is way too high to be a hero.
Me?
Who?
Chris Lambert.
Oh, Christopher Lambert? He's not a superhero.
His forehead is way too... The guy's got some baldness going on, dude. Come on, cut the guy some slack.
He's like the main character in the show. I would focus way too much on the forehead watching that movie.
The Highlander's essentially a god.
It's a five hit.
For the record, Adrian Paul's series is actually better.
I heard
the
TV show is good, too, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first Christopher Lambert Highlander movie is fantastic. Love it. Anyway.
His forehead is high enough, though, to play Raiden.
Well, that's why it's called
Raiden.
Highlander.
Raiden.
The land of everybody's got high foreheads. Like, there's just two guys who pass each other on the street, and they just...
That's the land. That's the high land.
We are stupid. Anyway,
you're totally stupid, bro.
Speak for yourself.
Pacific Rim 2.
Pacific Rim 2 with John
Pac Boyega. Rim.
Basically just a car commercial for a Jaeger. is what it was.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
I am Vin Jaeger.
Yeah, let's do some shots.
Get to your nearest Jaeger dealership.
Can we call
him
Jaeger?
And buy... No.
What? It's Finn and a Jaeger.
That is true.
You're getting on dicey ground.
You are. It's
up
very
words.
Dicey.
What? You guys are overreacting.
I do love...
I wish I had
like
a yellow flag to throw.
I do love me some Pacific Rim. Yeah. So I love Pacific Rim. I can't wait to watch it.
It kind of came out on the first day, so it didn't get any fanfare.
You think Ron Perlman's going to show back up in this one?
Hell no.
No. He probably will. He's still
back in the last one.
I'll bet you $1 million the second movie is going to just bypass anything we'd see in the first movie. Just go back into the world of Pacific Rim, but not touch on any of the characters. I got a funny feeling it's going to go that way.
I hope they do more inventive things with the actual
kaiju. Because
it seems
like he's piloting it, the Jaeger, by himself. They just show him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they do
the dual thing like they used to.
Pilots.
It's just him in there, so it seems like that's setting that up, too. And just
I the only one at this table that actually enjoyed Pacific Rim? Or
I loved
it. I didn't
Pacific
watch it all
Rim.
The way through.
Great.
But
you liked it?
I liked what I saw.
Yeah, I did, too. I think
that was
it got
a good one.
It got a lot of, negative reviews.
I didn't dig the Iron Man-ish kind of music, but other than that, I thought the movie was great.
I thought it was fantastic. I love that movie.
I've never been disappointed by Del Toro.
Speaking of Del Toro,
The Shape of Water.
Yeah. The Shape of Water. Was that
a little bit before Comic-Con, but we didn't talk about that yet.
I totally thought that was like an Abe Sapien. Version.
I was going to say, why don't you just do Abe Sapien at that point?
Abe Sapien.
Right? Well, somebody was talking about that. He was working with Universal to do a Creature of the Black Lagoon remake.
You can tell by the creature design that it's pretty close.
Yeah,
inspired.
Well, no. Prior to them making that decision, and I guess for what it sounds like, is that a lot of the stuff that he would have done for Creature of the Black Lagoon is what he took over to this movie.
Nice.
Eggs.
It's the same actor. It's Doug Jones.
Yeah
of course. Well, Doug Jones, he's phenomenal. So he can do it.
He goes a lot further back than most people think, though.
He goes way back.
Like, if you look at his credits, you're like, damn, he's in that, too?
Yeah. Doug Jones is in a lot of stuff.
He was in a lot of stuff. He was in Batman Returns. He was one of the clowns.
Yeah, he was. Pretty crazy. So we had The Shape of Water. Right. You can check that out.
We saw that trailer at the theater for War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, sir, we did.
We're kind of, we're getting a little tiny bit off of Comic-Con.
What else you got on Comic-Con?
Death Note. There was another I didn't actually watch the new trailer, but there was a new trailer for Death Note.
Okay. So I didn't see it either.
It didn't seem like there was much more. I mean, it seemed like they took actual segments of the movie this time and put them in the trailer as opposed to before where we just got snippets along the line.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think they wanted to show off a little bit more at Comic-Con than just the regular trailer.
Because, I mean, there's a lot more of Ryuk in this trying to convince Yagami to write names in the book.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, so I'm kind of excited to see the second trailer. So, when is the release date for Death Note on Netflix? Did they say it's?
Is it October?
Like August? No, I think it's next.
No,
month.
It's next earlier? Month. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff coming out in August.
Yeah. It's pretty soon.
The Tick is starting in August.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff.
There's also Bright. I don't know when that comes.
Bright comes out in December.
Looks incredible.
Bright comes out in December.
That's Max Landis and David Ayer working together.
Yeah, David Ayer working together. They showed that at Comic-Con.
Bright kind of remind anyone else of Alien Nation?
Yeah,
it did,
for sure.
Yeah. A fantastical version instead of a sci-fi.
I wonder if water is like battery acid to the orcs too.
It's very
interesting.
They
gotta drink
sour milk.
Well, I love, by the way, Alien Nation is awesome. One of James
what a weird
best
concept.
Movie.
It was so odd
it. It was
on TV. It was on Fox.
Totally worked.
Prime time. It was
weird. It was a movie, too.
The movie, the very first. You never saw the first movie?
I saw the
movie.
Movie. It was, that was on TV. It was a TV movie, right?
No. There was a legitimate theatrical film and then the show.
James Caan was in it with Mandy Patinkin.
I feel like I've
seen it anyways.
Yeah,
none of those people carried over from the movie, but it was the same characters in the show.
Yeah.
I saw reruns on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, I know. I seen the movie. It was called Mac and Me, right?
The Men Get Pregnant.
Yes, the
Mac and
Me
is getting a Blu-ray release.
Yeah.
So
Shot Factory's putting it out.
Super excited.
So they come with Pizza Hut
getting
coupons?
Getting back on the point, though, Bright, I think I saw the preview for that or the trailer for that, and I almost felt like everything was kind of shown in that trailer, which is kind of weird.
I'm excited, but I don't know.
When they said that there was a magic wand that no one could get their hands on, I felt like, why would they give that away already? It just felt like, I don't know.
You don't think a magic wand in that kind of realm or that kind of realm of storytelling is a given at this point?
Yeah, but it felt like too much. You know,
like, I mean, if you saw a bunch of elves and stuff running around in any kind of movie, you know there's going to be a wand somewhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Except Lord of the Rings, strangely enough.
Well, Bright is Netflix's first $100 million plus super blockbuster film.
How much of that goes to Will Smith?
$80 million. $80 million. So just
I just
know
wish
that.
It wasn't Will Smith.
Yeah,
I mean, I know
I.
I'm going to get, you know, struck for this maybe.
Hashtag,
but, not,
hashtag Netflix so white.
Of Will Smith? Neither am I.
I think Will Smith proved himself in Wild Wild West, okay?
He's a natural.
Yes. Oh, hell
no.
He doesn't have to put up with this.
I'm not saying he needs to prove himself. I'm just not a fan.
He's saying,
like, I respect the guy's
hustle.
He's
saying he's already proved himself, and that's why he doesn't like him.
What you're saying is that he proved his worth in Wild Wild West is what you're saying. I got it. I completely get it. I got what you're saying there. Whoa. I don't understand. Whoa. I don't understand.
Like, if it were, you know, someone other than Will Smith,
who'd
I probably
cast?
Would like the...
Off the top of your head, who'd you cast?
Jason Momoa.
There you go.
Right, Alika? Right?
I'd be down for that, too. I'm not trying to put Will Smith out of a job, but...
He hates Will Smith!
I think Alika's starting to grow his hair out so he can cosplay as Aquaman. I'm starting to figure that out.
I could have did that last year.
He's got the beard going. All he needs is, like, the contact
You know
lenses.
What? I
He needs
what,
those AC collars so his hair can billow in the...
It's going to sound...
like it looks like it's floating.
Right, right, exactly.
It's going to sound like I'm picking on Will, but I think that his shtick is kind of getting old.
Why are you picking on Will?
What's his shtick?
The shtick where
ha-ha, I don't swear. Ha-ha.
No, not just that. but it's
spot on, man. That, oh my god!
I'm edgy, but I don't roost.
Man, I love. I think my favorite thing about Will Smith's performance is the ha-ha. That's my favorite thing.
Wait, but if you have a shtick that made you a millionaire, you would stick with it too.
No.
It wouldn't matter what.
Agreed.
Dumb,
right.
Stupid
podcast idiot.
Instead.
Hey, watch the bottom of your thing. I'm missing some of you.
Oh,
doing.
Dumb, I, stupid podcast idiot.
What I'm saying is
he's talking to UG.
I know he is. What I'm saying is the shtick where the whole Welcome to Earth shtick and him being
Mickey Mouse and Will Smith both talk like this.
Yeah, they kind of do. And it's, yeah, and it's just weird, you know. I like him.
It's addictive.
I like him in more dramatic stuff.
We've got ears that are the same size. Ha ha.
All right, now we're devolving bright talk into this. Stop it.
Let's
right.
go back to.
There's a magic wand. Ha ha.
We only got a
fairies.
Oh my god!
AC
it's
unit.
Fantasia.
So Will Smith is going to play the Wizard's Brass.
Yeah,
he's going to get the wand and he's going to break all kinds of stuff and the wizard's going to be super pissed.
Oh my gosh.
Ha ha, sorry wizard.
Getting jiggy with it.
He's getting jiggy with it. Anyway, what else is going on there, Gannon?
A handful of TV trailers. I'm just going to skip right over Inhumans.
What, man?
New Walking Dead trailer.
Yes, season 8.
You guys are being unfair to Inhumans.
Wait, Inhumans?
I don't get it.
I mean, you like it, even though that there's not any costumes?
Because they're in Hawaii.
They do have costumes.
But they're wrong.
Ooh. Not Medusa.
That wig, though.
That wig
is on point.
It's on fleek, as the kids say.
Actually, that's
damn,
the name of the
son.
Podcast. That wig is on point. That's good. I like that. All right. Anyway, I'm not convinced of the Inhumans yet. What else? We got season 8 of The Walking Dead, which premieres October 20th, I believe.
Yeah.
October
great.
20th.
It just, I don't know. I feel like that show's starting to get into more of the same territory. It
well,
really is.
How dare you?
You know, it's ironic that you should say that. Or maybe
that's kind of how the book got.
Well,
what's the topic?
And
what are we talking about?
Walking Dead.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It seems like because Walking Dead, the comic, is headed towards a definitive end.
One more time. There you go. Hold it with both hands. There you go.
Walking Dead, the comic, is
with
headed towards
hands.
A definitive end.
Both hands. Now put your mouth on it.
I feel objectified.
Wait.
Hey. Just touch it with your tongue like
just,
this.
Just maybe take
it. Oh, so, man. The Walking Dead.
Maybe lift up your
can
shirt a little.
Maybe Walking
you can
and
stop.
Dead.
So the Walking Dead, everybody.
Are zombies running yet?
Do we see an end date here? Do we see like 10 seasons and then?
I see like 2 or 3, maybe 4 more seasons if they're lucky.
I think Fear the Walking Dead just burst the bubble. Not just.
I kind of feel like if they didn't do Fear the Walking Dead, they would have been okay.
I think people are enjoying it. I didn't realize it went on for another couple seasons. It's still going.
Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah,
Fear
is still
going. I only watched the first 2 seasons.
But I feel like the original show is paying for that other show still.
Yeah.
There's not any fanfare for Fear the Walking Dead.
The irony is that in some respects, Fear the Walking Dead is actually a better show.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shut your mouth.
No, the concept.
Daryl is not in the show, so it's obviously not better.
Of course.
This is the only thing that would make TV zombies watchable.
That's why the comics are so terrible, because Daryl's not in them.
Is one of the Boondock Saints.
Comics are awful.
No, they're terrible.
Or the crossbow.
All right, so what other TV trailers do we see?
Stranger Things. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things Season 2.
There we go. That one looked really great.
And it started out with them playing Dragon's Lair. Yeah. Thank you.
Isn't that what that game really was like back then?
Yeah.
The arcade?
Yeah.
It was that animated? And
yeah.
It was very animated.
It was a Bloom.
What is that kind of game
John
called
Bluth.
Where you
just... It's a QTE or quick time event.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'd have to. So whatever.
I've never seen
flash,
that. I'd never
have to push in that direction
in the arcade.
I'd never
seen the right sequence
before.
Of buttons. It was. It had an arcade cabinet.
Wait
I've
a minute.
Never seen one here.
Hang on a second. You are.
No, there was one in Fun Factory in Kahului.
I never
right
saw
by the
it.
Baseball cages.
You're only a few years younger
I remember
than
that
I am,
one.
And you don't remember seeing a Dragon's
never saw
Lair
that.
Cabinet.
The
it
cabinet
was
facing the horse
though.
Races, and if you looked at the baseball cages. There was a Dragon's Lair.
I remember dropping so many quarters in that Dragon's Lair.
It was like 75 cents or like a dollar back in the day.
That is crazy. I can't. It's those images are so iconic to me.
Anyway, Stranger Things.
Wow.
Dragon's Lair. Dragon's Lair 2.
Probably a too crazy
Space
about.
Space Ace.
Space Ace.
Speaking of, there's going to be a new Dragon's Lair movie. Don Bluth just did a Kickstarter that was successful to do a new animated short, feature length film.
Cool.
Yeah,
Don Bluth before
games were animated
Don Bluth got his start in.
That's why they look so. Good.
They look like that.
Yeah, he got his start at Disney and then did his own thing.
Yeah, Land Before Time. I don't think he did too bad.
Secret of Nim, of course, is his.
Secret of Nim.
Secret of Nim.
Scary.
American
Tail.
Yeah.
American Tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Love me some Fievel.
Fievel goes west.
There's totally cats in America.
That is.
Fievel does Dallas.
That's the scene.
That's not the name of that movie.
Oh,
no, but that's the name of the pod.
Oh, Fievel does Dallas.
Fievel does Dallas.
Sure. Stranger Things 2, to be fair to me, I
why do we need to be fair to you?
I have yet to
finish Fievel
the first
does
season.
Dallas.
You didn't
and
watch
Dallas
the first
is...
season?
No, I haven't finished the first season.
Are you...
Boo! Shame!
Get out.
Shame!
Get out right now.
A pox on your throat.
Get out!
Shame!
He didn't finish season 5 of Game of Thrones either, man.
No, I didn't. I didn't. That is true. I didn't.
Why are we on this podcast?
I don't know.
I love that Stranger Things trailer.
I thought that trailer was
excellent.
I actually think that's the best trailer out of the whole con.
I think I'm in love with Stranger Things because of the era. The Stranger Things era to me is
they're
what
smart.
Really captures
they,
my
and that's why I,
imagination.
They started with the Dragon's Lair arcade, and that was a very smart choice on their part because everyone's like, I did that. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid.
So not to devolve, but like Stranger Things, like I was like, why can't it be October? I want to watch this right now. And the only and I like the Justice League trailer a lot, but the only trailer that I saw that where I was like, show me more was the Ready Player One.
Yeah.
How dare you? You took Ganon's lead, man.
Sorry,
Ganon was gonna.
We weren't even done talking about Stranger Things yet.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, the only bad thing about Stranger Things is can they now use ghost traps? I didn't get that part. That was the only thing I was like.
It seemed like they trapped something in the.
They used the ghost trap.
Costume
yeah.
toy trap.
Right.
And it was. Like, it's just a rat.
Pretty awesome.
It's a pretty
ghost rat.
It was a big cockroach.
It was a rat from the Upside Down.
Oh, yeah,
that might be like too far of a shark jumping for me.
Yeah,
if they.
But
use...
you can tell they have more money to do the show.
Definitely. Oh yeah,
because the set pieces are a lot more elaborate.
I think it
looks like it's going to do what a second anything should do as they explore it further.
But there was only like 3 seconds of 11.
Yeah,
like,
she was at the
was
very
weird.
End of the trailer.
Like, she was at the very, very end,
and
she's not
her
even,
hand through a wall.
And she's not even
I
want to
bet
guys,
that she's
right.
probably not going to show up to the later episodes, and she's going to save Will from something.
Right. And
from
waffles.
Himself.
And
yeah,
waffles.
I mean,
they need more waffles.
I'm really excited about how this...
Did you bring them waffles? They don't got no waffles in the Upside Down, man.
Maybe I'm really excited
why does she
about
talk
how.
Like that?
It's the Upside Down, man.
Like that's how she started talking from being there.
You talk like a strung out crack addict.
Will wasn't
the Upside Down.
Will wasn't in it like for throughout the whole first season. So I'm really kind of excited to see what he's gonna
what his superpowers are.
If he's the reason,
right. No. What if he's gonna turn into Neo? He's just gonna be like, no.
Well, like I said,
you're upside down.
What
you're
I
upside
think
down.
Is supremely, what's supremely fascinating about Netflix is that I love the fact that they are bold enough to say stuff like, man, we need more things to get canceled. So, like, when they spend, like, more money on a season, it's something that they really want to do because they can just say, hey, listen, Stranger Things was good, but not for us. They, at this point, they can just say, eh, we don't need that. We don't need to do that or do this.
Which would never happen.
Which would never happen. But Stranger Things is smart because I think they're smart to stick with it just based on the fact that there is an iconoclastic kind of attention that this is going to get because this could be a cult thing.
They're also smart because they only got to pay those kids, like, 10 cents an episode.
Absolutely.
Those kids are morons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Child labor.
Kids are dumb. But anyway.
Their agents aren't.
That's true.
I want 10% of that.
Their agents aren't.
Their agents aren't, but their agents are probably taking 50%.
That is true. Oh, that's very true, too. Not that it has anything to do with San Diego Comic-Con, but since we're talking about Stranger Things and Netflix, I will say that if you have not had a chance to watch a few episodes of Ozark with Jason Bateman on Netflix,
don't.
You need to see it.
Don't watch it.
Does it take place?
You ever see Teen Wolf 2? It's just like that.
No.
Where does it take place?
It does not take place in the. Actually, yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Which part of the. Like Missouri or.
Then
where's the surprise?
Yeah.
Ozarks takes place in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're endorsing this?
Who's burying the lead?
All I know is there's rednecks, shotguns, mountains, and Jason Bateman.
Oh, so that means it's.
I don't
want to
watch
that.
That
sounds lame.
Oh, wow.
Moving
that sounds,
on.
That does sound lame. I'm not going to watch that.
Jeez.
Is it like Deliverance for the millennial Netflix cloud?
Yes. Absolutely.
So butt stuff.
So butt stuff.
Jason Bateman does butt stuff.
Okay.
That's the name of the podcast. Accomplish this.
Don't do it.
Jason Buttman.
Don't do
Jason.
It. Please don't.
Jason Bateman does butt stuff, and that wig is on fleek.
Well, now that we've accomplished that, Ready Player One.
Yeah, moving Ready on. Player what one. Else is on there, Gannon? Are we at Ready Player One?
I was
yet?
Actually saving that for last.
All right. What else did you have? Well, we'll save Ready Player One for last.
That's it.
That was it?
For last.
We covered everything.
All right. Yeah. Let's go.
I did just say I saved what I thought was the best for
last. Let's go around the table, talk about Ready Player One. It is Steven Spielberg's next masterpiece. So, Alika, what do you think?
He hasn't
sir?
Had one in a while.
He hasn't.
Fair.
So, where do you see?
Shut your mouth.
I never read the book, so it's like I have coming from no frame of reference.
Wait, can we
know
how to read?
Yeah.
Oh,
say that.
Yo,
say
that's
that,
not cool, Gannon.
Say that again. say that you haven't read the book again.
I haven't read the book.
Everybody.
Well, don't you have like a really pretentious noise you make, Todd, when someone hasn't read the book?
How dare you?
That's good, too.
I thought it would be more like a dismissive, like...
I haven't read the book.
Or like, just a...
No, like
Isaac hasn't read it either.
I'm never going to read the book. I bet it's because...
There's no illustrations in it.
There's no numbers in it.
If you guys can get
engineer guy.
In the afternoon on Tuesdays, I can read the book to you guys.
Nice.
That's my favorite version of reading this book, is if he reads it to me.
That would be pretty awesome. If you're not
familiar, Ready Player One,
Ernest Cline is
read by format.
The audio book, no joke, is read by Will Wheaton.
Yes,
really?
Yeah, it is.
That's nerdy AF.
It is nerdy. Right?
What does AF stand for?
Tell you when you're older.
Yeah,
it's
that's not gonna happen.
It's on fleek, but on is spelled A N, and it's. It's the French pronunciation.
As we all know, terrible. Ready Player One is actually written by Ernest Cline, the guy who also...
He wrote the screenplay, too.
He
as
did write the screenplay.
As we all know, those that haven't read the book...
Ernest Cline also wrote the screenplay for Fanboys, for those of you that don't know.
Fanboys
was
awesome.
I did not know that.
Yep, he did.
Ernest Cline. Big Fanboys fan.
Yeah.
That's
a
great movie.
Fanboys is a great movie.
That is underrated
classic. It's the only historical proof that there was a rivalry at some point in history between Star Trek and Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't even exist anymore.
Nope.
Like, kids are like, hey, want to go watch the J.J. Abrams Star Trek? Yeah, and afterwards, let's together and not fight about it, go watch the
J.J.
Abrams
Star
Wars.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was if you told people that would have happened back in the 90s, they're like, I will kill you.
Yeah.
The divide.
I hate you because I like Star Wars.
Ernest Cline, if you've never read Ready Player One, it is a fantastic book. I haven't read it in a while. You like the trailer?
Yeah, the trailer was good.
For those of you that watched the trailer, just know the
only thing I know about Ready Player One is that it's supposed to be chock full of like licensed properties from the 80s and 90s.
It's full of it.
And that trailer did not do it for me in because the hype that people are like, you got to watch this movie. This movie's coming up, man. I read this book. You got to watch this movie. There's
it
all
is
these
just
licenses.
A trailer. You're not going to see it all in the 2 minutes you saw.
They gave you Freddy, Iron Giant, Tron, and like something else.
Gandalf was in there.
Gandalf.
The DeLorean.
The DeLorean.
The man from the A-Team.
Christine.
Laura Croft is in there.
Supposedly there's a Batmobile.
What was
the old school
Japanese robot that's in it?
No, that was the Iron Giant.
That was the Iron Giant, sir.
No, there's another.
Are you talking about Giant Robo?
There's one at the end of the book, and I thought I saw like 5 seconds or 3 seconds of them. But yeah, there's old school.
There's quite a lot just in the trailer.
Because I wouldn't even care about a plot at that point. I would go to watch a movie for that stuff.
So it's hard to catch everything. Like, you're going to have to watch the trailer.
Is Master Chief's, what was the rifle called in Halo? I don't know what the hell the name of it is.
The BFG?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know what the hell it is. I can't remember.
It does bug the hell out of me that Freddy's glove is on the wrong hand, though.
No, he has two gloves.
Does he have
two
gloves?
Yeah, he has two.
No.
Does he really?
He has two.
Because I can only see the hand here, so I couldn't really make...
Somebody told me on Twitter that it's supposed to represent Freddy in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, then that makes sense then, because he did have two gloves in Mortal Kombat.
What wasn't in the trailer, but of course one of the bigger things that's in the book, and I don't know if they can get the rights to it, is Ghostbusters. And that, I don't know if they can actually get the rights.
This is going to be the sequel to Ghostbusters 2016.
It could be,
if Stranger Things can get the license to dress up in those costumes, I think that they can get the
Ghostbusters,
license.
Though, right now is pretty, I mean, as far as that name goes.
Well,
it's
Ivan
toxic.
Reitman had his own little announcements at San Diego Comic Con where he said there would be another live action
film
on the 35th anniversary.
He did.
But I don't think he's in any position to promise a film because he's not the studio.
That's true.
I think he's just trying to start hype.
Smart, though. You might as well get your property back.
There's
do it right.
Still supposedly got an animated film in the works, but there hasn't been anything to show for it.
I'd be way more interested in the animated.
All right, hashtag this now. Girls can't be Ghostbusters.
Don't do that.
No?
You can't do that.
I can't do that.
Well, we already know they can't because that movie sucked.
That's true. See? That's what I'm saying.
At least those girls can't.
Hennessy has left the building.
Hennessy is at the building. He's too tired.
You know why? You know why? Because he loves that Ghostbusters movie.
And you just ruined it.
So now
you just pissed him off, and that guy is ripped.
He'll never come back.
I think it's because he's old.
It's over.
But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Older than you?
Definitely.
Oh,
I think.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I'm not sure. But anyway, getting back to RP1, that's the new cool way the kids say it now. RP1, did you like the trailer?
Yes. Okay. I've never read this book. I just watch all the trailers, right? Yeah. I don't know what to expect from these trailers. So could imagine not knowing anything about this movie going, holy smokes, is that Freddy Krueger? Can you imagine how I felt seeing that? It tripped me the heck out.
Your haunted beard got excited.
My haunted beard went, what?
In a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever think you'd say that out loud?
So I'm totally down. I want to see it.
Okay.
Format. Even if it is a fleeting thing. In
what is up, yo?
Format read the book. I'm sure that he loved it.
I love when Steven Spielberg does science fiction. I love Minority Report. I love War of the Worlds. I love E.T. I love Close Encounters. So I think Spielberg plus sci-fi for me is usually fun.
Except for when it's Crystal Skull.
Listen, it's fantastic. Crystal Skull is. And number two.
What is fantastic? Oh.
Crystal Skull?
No.
Yeah. And second.
I really liked AI.
I did too.
I love AI.
A lot of people don't. It's funny. We're in the minority.
A lot of people like John.
I loved it.
Yeah. I'm
in the
minority.
Minority Report.
Aha. Robots.
All right. So, format.
Well, good thing we got to the end of that because my phone just died.
Yeah.
Format.
You threw a microphone on top of it.
Is that too?
Hey, listen. I'm talking
what is
before.
Up, yo?
Format, when you watch the trailer, being the guy, one of the guys in this panel that actually read the book, were you geeking out over the references? Did you think that was good enough, or do you think we're going to get more?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get tons more.
Yeah.
We can't, I mean, if there's anyone that has access to those licensed properties, it's Spielberg.
Yeah, absolutely he does. And I think the trailer looked good. I think it did too. I love the way it looked. And I think if there's any...
I didn't realize they were going to go with that guy, though, with that kid.
That's not Miles Teller.
Pick up your microphone, by the way.
Who is it?
It's not Miles Teller.
It's the kid from...
I can't remember his name.
He was in
Fantastic Four.
No.
Well, I know him from Last Man Standing, but I don't really know him.
I think it's the kid
else.
From Maze Runner, I think.
Oh, you mean Dylan O'Brien? No.
I think it's him.
No, it can't. Look him up, Todd.
Okay. He was in a few episodes of Last Man Standing. That's how
he?
I know him.
Okay. I don't know his name. I know who you're talking about, though, now.
Yeah.
I do.
He was the other military brat that was.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Look his name up. He's not as known as some of the other folk. But I will say this: I recommend anybody to read that book because it actually.
I can hear you talking, Swan. But I don't hear what you're saying.
I can hear what he's. I can tell you that the book is reads like a movie, and you have to read it.
Oh, I was wrong. It's
Ty Sheridan.
Sheridan.
I was wrong.
Well,
there
what
it
else
is.
Was he in?
Simon Pegg's in it, apparently.
Yeah,
Ben Mendelsohn is the bad
guy. The guy that created Oasis.
Oh wow!
Ben Mendelsohn is the bad guy.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yes. He's the guy from Rogue One as well. Yeah. Gannon, did you like it? Did you like what?
I thought it was great. Yeah, I thought it looked awesome. Yeah. I was really blown away by it because it's been a movie that's been on my radar for a while, but it's not like something I'm attached to because I unfortunately have not read the book, but I know.
You guys want to borrow it?
It's a pretty fast read, by the way.
Well, I know. I'm aware of that.
I mean, if you can be here Tuesday afternoons, I can read it to you, too. I don't mind. I actually enjoy it.
I've already read the book, and I'm coming for that.
Arriving.
No. You heard me correct, sir.
So, Todd, what about you? What did you think?
Bring your own paper towels.
Todd?
I'm not going to need towels. Yeah. I'm just gonna let it dry.
Stop it! Get back to the point. Ready Player
chest,
One. What did you think? And we just know I've got like 5 minutes here.
You've got that. You're gonna give me that much time?
Three.
You're wasting some of that time right now.
Yeah.
I like the trailer. I'm really excited about the movie. I think that it's gonna be fantastic. I don't think that people are really prepared for how good it's gonna be. I can kind of. This is one of the. Like this is, I mean, and I'm really excited about the movie just because, like, I know I've read the book and I wanted to see more of the trailer. Like, I didn't think that you got like it wasn't a trailer where they reveal the whole movie. But, you know, you get the whole plot. You know,
yeah, you wanted more.
And you wanted more, and I think that like that's kind of important.
I really don't know what the hell the movie's about. I just know there's a reason.
Well, I don't want to tell you. just know that it's. It has to deal with gaming, obviously, and that's really cool. I think this could be if it's done right.
This will be shown at E3 for sure.
If this movie is done right, this could actually officially be one of the very first, even though it's not based on an actual video game per se.
But
it could
it'll
be a cognizant version of a video game movie.
Wait, you don't think Assassin's Creed was a good video game adaptation?
Man, those are fighting words.
You don't think Super Mario Brothers Super Mario Brothers movie is nice.
I enjoy Super Mario Brothers.
I actually like that movie.
I don't give a crap what
it does
says.
Not resemble the game at all.
Nothing.
But I actually like that. I actually do like that movie.
I will say the best thing about that movie is Dennis Hopper.
I think it's John Leguizamo, man.
Really?
I think it's Bob Hoskins.
I like that movie also.
I think it's Daisy. What's her face?
Samantha Morton. I can't believe we're all disagreeing on who is the best thing about that movie, which is kind of cool, actually.
It's a good movie.
I like that
I don't care
movie.
What anybody
all
says.
All right, Screw Ready Player One. Everybody go out and rent Super Mario Brothers. All right?
The hell you say?
Well, I mean, Ready Player One's not out yet, so all just right, go true. Watch Super Mario Brothers, the movie, until it comes out.
I think
watch Tron.
Just nonstop watch Super Mario
watch
Brothers, the movie.
Nothing but Super Mario Brothers, the movie, until
that's
Ready
good.
Player One comes out.
Good.
When
until
does it come
Ready
out
Player
next
One
year?
Comes out.
If you watch it more than four times, you're actually legally insane.
If you watch it more than four times, you summon Mario Brothers yeah. into your room.
Your head shrinks like a
Goomba. If I remember my history about Super Mario Brothers, not to get too off track, if I'm not mistaken, Arnold Schwarzenegger was actually attached to be the villain.
You are incorrect.
He was going to be King Koopa.
King Koopa, yeah. He was.
Okay, you are incorrect. He was hired to play Yoshi.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Yes,
sorry about that.
Supposed to play Yoshi.
Just totally stand corrected.
It was always to be Dennis Hopper or Koopa.
It is. That is a movie that I have to find.
Get to the flower chopper.
File flowers.
Well, listen.
La la.
Is there anything that we're missing? Is there anything we didn't talk about that
that's
was at SDCC?
That's the big gamut. That's I mean, I could get into Scream and Shout Factory announcements, but that's minor stuff, really.
Wait. Yeah. Cyborg.
Cyborg is getting a collector's edition Blu-ray.
Is it really?
So is Dark Man 2
and 3.
He didn't
even get his movie out yet.
Wait a minute. So the Albert Pyun directed...
It's Pune, but yes.
I like to call it
the Pyun. JCVD sci-fi classic.
Yeah.
That is probably
what would have been Master of the Universe Part 2.
Oh,
and apparently the documentary that they're making is going to detail that.
I still think...
Because a lot of what Cyborg was supposed to be Master of the
Universe. I love Master of the Universe with Dolph Lundgren.
I've never seen Cyborg, and now I want to watch it.
It's good.
It's electromechanic.
It's good. It's actually a good movie.
Organism.
You got to remember...
They made a an interesting sequel with Michael Jai White.
This movie came
Yes.
Cyborg Resurgence or Rebirth. Or,
no, yeah.
Are the other Justice League in his movie or...
Which one?
Cyborg.
No, he's not. He's not. No, no, no.
It's not a prequel to the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
I will
it
say,
should be.
I will say this. The guy who directed Cyborg is the man responsible for the
Robot
1991 or 92 Captain
America
movie. Was it
Robot Jocks? Robot Jocks was awesome.
He's also did Captain America movie from the 90s.
No, nobody cares
terrible.
About that. We're as talking
kid,
about Robot Jocks.
As a kid, I enjoyed Captain America.
Of course.
That one.
With the fake rubber ears?
Yeah.
The gigantic
I thought the
helmet.
Red Skull was actually... As good as it was back
My
then,
American
you know what I mean?
He actually looked all right.
Yeah,
just you know, Red Skull's not Italian.
He's
My
Skeletor.
That's true. That's what it sounds like. So Cyborg, I can't believe it. I'm down for watching that again.
I am down for it too, especially if Momoa shows up.
First of all, Cyborg is white.
Very cool
in this movie.
But the Shout Factory also. It's funny he brought up. They're doing a collector's edition for Mac and Me.
Oof.
They're doing Mac and Me.
What are you saying? Oof, Mac and Me.
They're doing Dark. They're doing Dark Man 2 and
3. Creepiest kids movie ever.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
That's a good one.
They're also doing Strangers and Drag Me to Hell.
Which
is probably the most recent stuff that they've
Alan Moore.
On, but yeah,
Drag Me to Hell is a great movie.
Alan Moore. What movie is that?
Drag Me to Hell is the Sam Raimi directed film that he did.
What is the Alan Moore movie?
Is it just Eddie Campbell? Sorry, Eddie Campbell did the art for it.
What are you talking about?
Didn't Alan Moore write Drag Me to Hell?
I have no idea what's going on.
No.
No.
You think about From Hell.
From Hell. Okay, that's what
Yeah, From Hell is the one with Johnny Depp.
Okay, that's what I'm sorry. But Drag Me to Hell was a comic too, wasn't it?
Wait, that's a song?
Not that I can think of.
No, I'm just kidding. He's just singing.
Yes, it was.
There might have been. I don't know it.
Drag Me to Hell was a comic book.
But the one with Eddie Campbell and Alan Moore is
From Hell.
That's From Hell.
I understand.
Yes, yes.
But Drag Me to Hell was a comic.
It could have been. I don't know.
Drag Me to Hell is the... Who's the girl in it? What's her name?
Huh? Alyssa Milano.
The girl in Drag Me to Hell?
Oh, I don't know.
Alyson Lohman, I think.
Alyson Lohman, that's right. The blonde-haired
Alyson Hannigan.
Girl, she's good in it. It's a great movie. You should watch it. Anyway, that's awesome. I love stuff from...
It's probably the most recent stuff they've worked
Factory
on. I mean, they already announced Land of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead and all that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I love to see the things get released.
They're also releasing that Russian comic book film Guardians.
Oh, they are.
Not
oh, nice.
Not Screen Factory. I think Shout is, but either way, they're releasing that movie.
Nice.
So it actually comes out soon too.
Nice. Can you buy one
is
for
it
the shop, Alika?
Subbed or dubbed, or
probably both. I think it's both.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No, can we, yeah,
with like heavy Russian accents. That'd be so cool.
I actually can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah, neither can
I. I really want to see it.
I neither can I.
The trailer is just so bug nuts insane.
Yeah, it's.
Is there a book?
I
can read on Tuesday afternoon.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's right here.
it's Guardians.
Where's Guardians?
Guardians. It's the Russian Avengers.
Russian Guardians.
It's approved.
Russian
just
Avengers.
Just know that Guardians is approved by, what's his name? Putin. Vladimir. So he approves of
which means Trump likes it.
He likes it. Trump's going to love it. Absolutely. Matter of fact, Guardians proves collusion between Russia and Trump.
I don't know how, but okay.
But yeah. So
sure.
Just know.
Why not?
The Russian bear. It's how it's going to happen.
Peeing prostitutes? Gotcha.
Possible.
It's a director's cut.
It's a director's
cut. Oh, nice.
All right. Anyway, listen. We got
to
get out
Can't
of here.
Can't wait.
We've already gone a half hour over.
Let's talk about Valerian.
We will.
Yeah.
We do have to do that. And we'll do that on another pod. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, you're pulling on me.
usually that costs extra.
You enjoyed it.
Stop
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, wait.
I don't
feel comfortable with you guys doing this behind me.
Well, listen, we did watch Valerian. We do have to get into all that talk as well, guys. So
indeed.
We don't want to take up too much time. It's already
10:40
at night.
We want to take up all the time.
So
what are you guys doing tonight? Nothing. Just stay here and watch us.
we're gonna
if
call
you're
it
here
a
Tuesday afternoon. I'd be willing to read stuff to you, America.
We're going to call it Nerd Watch San Diego Comic-Con coverage over. We thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Big shout-out once again to Cynthia for being so kind as to give us pictures and not be here.
But well done in landing that plane.
Yeah, and,
fantastic.
And just know you let us all down. No, I'm just kidding. But we're out of time. Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatchNation. Follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And, of course, at patreon.com/NerdWatch is where you can donate to the program if you enjoy it. And if you don't, then forget it. But listen.
That's a good sell right there.
Yeah, that's, wow.
Yeah.
No, well,
I
don't want to tell
anybody. I want to do it based on that. Well, and I'm involved.
If you don't like it, I don't want to say screw off. You know, it's whatever. So
at least donate $30 so we can reimburse the tripod.
That's right. Reimburse the tripod. That's good. But we will
For $50, you'll get an 8.5 by 11 sheet of me without my shirt on. That, signed.
That's signed.
Signed. And by Todd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he took the picture, so he deserves credit.
Oh, okay.
I'll also yeah.
Nice.
I'll also deliver it to your house.
Wow, very nice of you. Creepy.
Nobody wants
creepy.
You to know where they
but
live.
But nice.
If just, he's gonna deliver it on a Tuesday afternoon, yeah. I can read the signature to you.
Well, he's got a velvety voice.
All right. Shut up, everybody. We got to get the hell out of here. All right. We're out of time.
Hello?
So for Todd, for Gannon, for Format, for Stephanie, is it?
Other people.
No, it's
Stephanie.
Isaac.
Last week it was Rebecca.
No,
right?
Last week was Kimberly.
Why?
Kimberly.
Why is your Coca-Cola always a woman?
Because he wants to put his
he's lonely.
I wish I had a clever answer for you, but the real answer is coincidence.
Coincidence. All right, we'll see. We'll see next week.
Coincidence.
I'll see next week. And of course, Sephora Lika, the man who owns Maui Comics and Collectibles. By the way, one more thing before we leave. More information about our trivia night is going to be coming up here in the next. Watch for Facebook.
It's going to be at night.
Yeah.
There's going to be trivia.
Yeah. And lots
Let's
of
go to that bar tonight.
And we'll
of,
be there.
Yeah, we'll be there. And lots of prizes that Alika doesn't know he's going to be giving away. So we're out of time. Until next week, we got our Valerian
like
coming up
cubes.
As well. So stay tuned for that. Listen
we'll
for
be
that.
Giving these away at trivia night.
Yeah. Origami cubes.
Right.
You're right.
Origami
we will
cubes.
Be. All right. I'm G Money. Peace out. Much love.
I've had that before. I just need to put some Valerian on it.
Nice.
Can I share it with you?
Peace
out.
Sure.
Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys,
Aloha.
Mega duck.